You may be watching this right now, and you have these incredible ideas, and what you think is missing is motivation.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that, or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem, then you solve the next one.
400 trillion to one. I just want everybody to hear this. This is the reason I'm happy 24/7, 365 for the rest of my life. 400 trillion to one. The odds of becoming a human being.
If you want to be a grocer or a general or a politician or a judge, you will invariably become it. That is your punishment.
You can decide that you're going to stand up to life. You can decide that I'm going to live each day as if it were my last.
They've crunched the numbers on you being born. And do you realize that the odds of you at the moment in time he was born to the parents you were born to with the DNA structure that you have, 1 in 400 trillion.
If you never know what you want to be, if you live what some might call the dynamic life, but I will call the artistic life, if each day you are unsure of who you are and what you know, you will never become anything, and that is your reward.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating.
1 in 400 trillion. All day long, you have ideas that could change your life, that could change the world, that could change the way that you feel. And what do you do with them?
Things we've worked the hardest for, we value the most. So I think, you know, the purpose of a goal is not getting it anyway. The purpose of a goal, you know, is what who you become. Who you become is going to make you happier. It's going to make you sad. So I'm not looking for an effortless approach.
It's too late to be scared.
Not had an encouraging bloody word, a real encouraging word in their entire life. It just takes a little bit of encouragement and care so that they're willing to set themselves straight to some degree and start trying. It's just a catastrophe that's so rare in their lives.
That if you're doing something that you're not totally committed to, if you're doing something that you're not totally passionate about, you're compromising yourself every day.
Some people want to do ultra races. They're starting to PR during training. Some people want to be a lawyer or a medical student. So they're taking these practice tests.
But guess what happens? Once you get to the actual event, your mind isn't ready. Your mind's not prepared. You've been studying. You've been training. You've been working out, but your mind's not prepared.
Transforming the walls into doors. Changing obstacles into opportunities.
By the time that they closed the second restaurant, it was an $800,000 loss.
Ooh.
I mean, that meant our entire home equity line gone.
Right.
It meant kids college. I get just choked up just thinking about how terrifying it was. And so I found myself at the age of 41, like, just feeling like a complete failure. Because the way that our minds are wired and the fact about human beings is that we are not designed to to do things that are uncomfortable or scary or difficult. Our brains are designed to protect us from those things because our brains are trying to keep us alive. And in order to change, in order to build a business, in order to be the best parent, the best spouse, to do all those things that you know you want to do with your life, with your work, with your dreams, you're going to have to do things that are difficult, uncertain, or scary, which sets up this problem for all of us. You're never going to feel like it. Motivation's garbage. You only feel motivated to do the things that are easy, right? And at some point, I think we all hit that moment in life where things just are not going how you thought they would go. And what's amazing about those moments is we all respond very differently.
I believe desire and will to win is everything. I don't know why I'm like I am, but my butt's always burning. There's always something to say, Art dadgummit, you're supposed to go for it. Art dadgummit, you're supposed to be somebody. You're supposed to make a difference with your life. What does the $500,000 a year person do? The $50,000 a year person doesn't do. You look at the outside and study those two individuals, everything seems to be the same. They both are the same sex, they both are the same age, they have the same training, the same positions, the same contract, the same fringe benefits. They both are successful, they work hard, they're good family people, make tough commitments. But what's the difference? What does the $500,000 a year person do? The $50,000 a year person doesn't do. He pays the price and a little bit more. He works hard and a little bit more. He's loyal to the company a little bit more. He believes in a little bit more. He makes money a little bit more. He saves money a little bit more. If you want to win in these United States, you got to be tough and you can't quit.
I wore one branch manager down to the point that he says to me, Gardner, based on persistence alone, we're going to give you a shot.
Because at some point, we all bought into this lie that you got to feel ready in order to change.
You know what? You said I couldn't do it, but guess what? I start in 2 weeks.
We bought into this complete falsehood that at some point you're going to have the courage. At some point you're going to have the confidence, and it's total bullshit. Maybe watching this right now, and you have these incredible ideas, and what you think is missing is motivation.
Failure is part of life. The difference for me, though, is I look at failure as a stepping stone to success. It's a speed bump.
Every time you learn something, you learn because something you did didn't work. And that exposes you to the part of the world that you don't understand. Every time you're exposed to a part of the world that you don't understand, you have the possibility of rebuilding the structures that you use to interpret the world.
I know I'm going to fail, but it's not failure if you learn something. And so every time I do, it just becomes... it becomes a way for me to explain to someone else what it takes.
That's often why it's more important to notice that you're wrong than it is to prove that you're right.
People don't value what they don't fight for.
Baby steps count too, as long as you're going forward. And one day you add all those baby steps up and you might be surprised at where you can get to.
People have an unbelievable capacity to face and overcome things they don't understand. And not only that, that's essentially what gives life its meaning. The Buddhists say life is suffering. And you think, well, if that's the case, why bother with it?
Well, now that we can see how short life really can be, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? That's a trigger. That's the biggest trigger that I have ever experienced. What are you going to do the rest of your life?
The cavalry ain't coming. You got to do this yourself. Ain't no backup. Okay?
Our minds are designed to stop you at all costs from doing anything that might hurt you. And the way that this all happens is it all starts with something super subtle that none of us ever catch. And that is with this habit that all of us have that nobody's talking about. We all have a habit of hesitating. We have an idea. You're sitting in a meeting. You have this incredible idea, and instead of just, you know, saying it, you stop and you hesitate. Now, what none of us realize is that when you hesitate, just that moment, that micro moment, that small hesitation, it sends a stress signal to your brain. It wakes your brain up, and your brain all of a sudden goes, oh, wait a minute, why is he hesitating? He didn't hesitate when he put on his killer spiky sneakers. He didn't hesitate with the really cool track pants. He didn't hesitate with the NASA t-shirt. Now he's hesitating to talk, something must be up. So then your brain goes to work to protect you. It has a million different ways to protect you. One of them's called the spotlight effect. It's a known phenomenon where your brain magnifies risk. Why? To pull you away from something that it perceives to be a problem. And so you can truly trace every single problem or complaint in your life to silence and hesitation. Those are decisions. And what I do and what's changed my life is waking up and realizing that motivation's garbage. I'm never gonna feel like doing the things that are tough or difficult or uncertain or scary or new. So I need to stop waiting until I feel like it. And number two, I am one decision away from a totally different marriage, a totally different life, a totally different job, a totally different income, a totally different relationship with my kids. Your life comes down to your decisions. And if you change your decisions, you will change everything.